Zapowiadany przeze mnie gość. Good morning, Mr. Ted Dąbrowski. It's a pleasure to have you. Dzień dobry.
Dzień dobry.
Dzień dobry. To begin, I would like to introduce you to our listeners and tell them a bit more about you, who you are and how strong a place Poland and the Polish community also hold in your heart. So for a beginning, I'm just gonna let you guys know, today we are talking with Ted Dąbrowski, a Republican candidate for governor of Illinois. Ted has Polish roots, and that's what we're going to talk about it. Can you tell us a little bit about your Polish roots, please?
Well, yes, my dad was born in Przemyśl, and so he lived there, then moved to Lviv. Later on, he was in Gdynia. He was a merchant marine. He was a young messenger during the war, got shot. He was a tough guy, really tough guy. And eventually, he joined the merchant marines, jumped ship in Sweden, and finally made his way to Chicago. So he was a person who loved his country, but was able to escape the communism and come here. And he met my mother, Ecuadorian woman, and they made their American dream right here in Chicago.
How has your father's Polish background influenced you?
Well, he was amazing. He was he was so freedom loving. He loved America. He loved its freedom, the Constitution, the freedom of speech, Second Amendment rights, and he loved his Polish country, but he knew that when he left there, that there was no freedom. So he very much impacted me. But I, later on, I got to live in Poland, and then I got to really understand who my father was after living in Poland for.
Right, because you have a Polish roots, of course, and you yourself spent many years in our country as treasurer at Citibank. So 8 years there in Warsaw?
Nine years. Tak, I mieszkałem w Warszawie. Pracowałem tam dziewięć lat. I bardzo podobał mi się czas tam. It was great. I loved being in Poland. I got to work with all the people who were taking their country out of the mess that it was in, right, and bringing back economic freedom, individual freedom. I got to work on huge transactions with LOT, with PKP, PKN. I did all the amazing work to help that country become better, and look where Poland is today. So I played my small part in helping Poland, and I love being in Poland.
That was my next question. Did you grow up speaking Polish or celebrating Polish tradition at home?
It was interesting because my mom is from Ecuador, and so two different traditions. I think what was amazing for my parents is they wanted me to be American, and of course, being two different cultures, they said, we're going to be American, we're going to raise you American, you're going to learn English. I learned Spanish, but of course that's easier with your mother.
Speaking Spanish, right.
And I also lived in Ecuador for 3 years, so I learned Spanish. So I'm this mix, I can't say that I became Polish, I was not Latino, I became American. But, I grew up in Georgia many years, so not a lot of Polish people there.
Right.
So I wasn't around Polish tradition enough.
Right. Do you still feel, connection, especially living in here in Illinois, you still feeling connection at the Polish community, right?
Well, two of my children were born in Poland, and my father was Tadeusz. I became Thaddeus number two.
Right.
And my son was born in Warsaw. So Tadeusz, the third. And so, and I had a daughter born there as well. And so I love Poland. I'd love to have a home there and, visit from time to time. So that's how much I like it.
But what does being Polish American means to you today, to live in here and to have a huge Polish community in our state?
Well, let me say something that inspires me. Illinois is in big trouble. We're losing people. We're losing companies. It's too expensive to live here. We've got the crime problem. I get my inspiration running for governor and fixing Illinois from my time in Poland because, if Poland, which was in such a mess after communism, if it can be what it is today, this booming economy and successful, if Poland can do that, and I had my small part in that, then we can do that here in Illinois. And that's where my Polish, ambition and inspiration comes from. This is a great state, just like Poland is an amazing country. We should be one of the best states in this country.
Right. So let's talk about your program. In your program, we can read, we can do better. Actually, we can do better, right? So how you will make Illinois a better place to start a business or a career?
Yeah, it's so expensive to live here now. And, we see it. We're losing young people. Our young people are leaving. We have in Illinois The number of children under the age of 18 is the lowest in the country.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that is our university kids are going to other states and they're not coming back. So what we have to do is make it affordable here again. And our property tax is highest in the country. Our gas taxes after Pritzker doubled the motor fuel tax. Now we have the third highest gas taxes in the country. People can't afford to live here. So I will work really hard to bring down our costs and our taxes because if we don't, we'll keep losing people. What I want to do is what they're doing in Indiana. They have a 1% cap property tax on the value of your home. So, you know, we have places in Chicago and in Illinois that are 2, 3, 4, 5, 6% of your home value you're paying in taxes every year. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. I want to cap it at 1%. That's a fair, that's a national average. Indiana does that. We should take it from them and do the same thing here.
What is your plan to lower taxes without hurting essential services?
Yeah, we have the most units of government in the country. And I know, speaking to the Polish community, right, too much government is not good. I love local government, but when you have excess government, you have excess bureaucrats, excess salaries, excess pensions, excess everything. And we have the most units of government. We need to shrink that dramatically. And, of course, that won't hurt services. It'll just lower taxes because we have duplication and waste in too much government. Mm-hmm. So it'll actually make things better and cheaper.
Let's talk about education and safety. Illinois has a long struggled with education challenges. What reform in schooling do you plan to implement?
So my biggest thing is school choice. Right now we have, and I've written about this, I've dedicated my last 15 years with Illinois Policy Institute and a group called Wire Points to researching and writing and recommending solutions to these problems, education being one of the closest to my heart. Our kids can't read anymore. Mm-hmm. We have so many cities where our kids literally can't read. And so I want to bring back literacy. I want to be the literacy governor. And so to do that, I want school choice. I want parents to be able to take public money and use it to go to the school of their choice. And that would dramatically lower costs and make education better. But I also want to do one thing that's important. Right now, with what's happening in Illinois, our kids can't read in the third grade, and they get passed to the fourth and the fifth and the sixth. They never learn how to read, and then they're in trouble. I want to create a law like they have in Florida, like they have in Mississippi now. If a kid can't read in the third grade, they can't go to the fourth. And the goal of that is to make sure that the teachers, parents, unions, they're all held accountable, and they all go crazy to help that kid learn how to read right then. Mm-hmm. Bring back the focus and accountability on that.
That is amazing. Another my question is about safety. Safety is a top concern for many families. What are your proposal to improve safety in our state, our cities?
Yeah, well, we have something called
the suburbs.
Yeah, we have something called the Safety Act, mm-hmm, which is a law that has done nothing for safety. It's made safety much worse. Bad guys are not being held. They're not being held in jail. They're being released. Our prosecutors are not prosecuting and putting bad guys behind bars. Our judges are not sentencing. They're letting these guys go. So what I will do is end the Safety Act, make sure that our prosecutors prosecute again. And if they won't prosecute, we should make it transparent as to who are those people who aren't prosecuting the bad guys so we can kick them out of office. Same thing for the judges. You know, they have to be held accountable. We all know the story of the poor lady in the Chicago, mm-hmm, transit on the train, on the L. That guy that did the crime was arrested 73 times, had 10 felonies, and was still out on an ankle bracelet. It makes no sense.
That's true. So why are you the right person to lead Illinois right now? Because I would like to introduce you to those listeners who maybe they hear you first time. It's a lot of people, right?
Yeah, sure.
They're watching TV, they're listening radio, and maybe some of them listening to our talk first time. So why you are the right person to lead Illinois right now?
Well, first I'll tell you this, is that our current governor has had 7 years in office. He's made the quality of life worse for everybody. It's too expensive to live here. There aren't enough good jobs. We don't feel safe, and our kids aren't reading. He had his chance. He didn't fix it, and people are leaving. Companies are leaving. I come in with a fresh approach. I will do the opposite of Governor Pritzker. I'm a son of immigrants, as I told you. I really believe in Chicago. I really believe in Illinois. We should be a top five state. We have to change our mentality, our culture. We can win. We can be one of the best states for opportunity, for growth, for education. And so I'm the one that can build a coalition with my Hispanic roots and my ability to speak fluent Spanish, my Polish roots, my lousy Polish, bring together the Slavic community, and build a coalition that says, no, Governor Pritzker, Thank you for your last 7 years, but no more thank you. We have a new group of people. We want our state to be affordable again. We want jobs, and we want safe streets. That's what we want. And I can build that group.
That's amazing. And how do you want to convince young people to support you? That's the huge problem. Young people, they don't want to go and vote. We have to vote to change anything in this city, in this country. We have to vote. So how do you want to convince those
people? You know, our state's amazing. Chicago's amazing. Young people love Chicago. You know, and many of them feel like they have to go somewhere else for university. But we have to make it affordable. And that's why they got to be able to get good rent, cheap rent. Our rents have gone crazy. Some of the younger people maybe want to buy a home. We've made that too expensive. And they want to feel safe. You know, kids want to feel safe. So, Chicago offers for young people everything, but they have to be able to afford to stay there. So I want to work on that and just make things affordable again.
So if voters remember one thing about you that should it be, what could you be?
Well, especially this crowd, I'm a fighter. What I love about, and I didn't know this about my father until I got much older, what a fighter he is. I don't give up. I try to be as respectful as I can, but at the same time, I will not go away. I will fight for our community. I'll certainly fight for the Polish people because I know they love the freedom.
Yes.
They love the individualism. They love education. These are the things my father taught me. And above all, you speak up and you stay strong, and you don't bend to these crazy powers. And that they forced. There's too much power right now in government. I want the power to be with the people, not with the government.
Thank you so much for that interview. Of course, I keep my fingers crossed, of course, for you, for your election. And I wish you good luck. And we Polish people, we really love Chicago. We really love Illinois. We hope to grow up here, make money,
exactly.
Of course. Our kids are here. Our family is here. Chicago is our home. So I keep my fingers and I wish you luck. And just go vote. And go for vote for Ted Dombrowski.
Yes, and I want to make something clear. I'm running on the Republican ticket, so you must, on March 17th is the primary, so very, very soon. And of course, you can vote early now. But March 17th, you have to ask for a Republican ballot and vote for Ted Dombrowski. Dziękuję.
Dziękuję bardzo. Ted Dombrowski był moim i waszym gościem, czyli wybieracie republikańską kartę i wtedy możecie zagłosować na Teda Dombrowskiego. We can do better.
Much better.
Much
together,
better.
Together. But we need to join together and fight back. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Dziękuję, Kasia.
Dziękuję bardzo.